Hey, hey, hey. It's okay if you're dancing right now. In fact, you have to be dancing right now. Welcome to the I Am African Party. Podcast. I believe in asking the difficult questions, starting the uncomfortable conversations, proposing unconventional solutions, and of course, breaking tables. I am your host, Vera Ezimore. Hello, you guys. Have I missed you or have I missed you? I have really, really, really missed you. And I'm sorry for this unplanned break in transmission. But hey, we're here now. All things have passed away. Very convenient for me to say, right? Okay, let me tell you guys about what I have lined up for you, which was not the scheduled first episode. But again, here we are. So in the past week, there's been a doctor, Dr. Akia Bello, who has gone viral in these social media streets because she is a Nigerian woman who has gotten divorced and dared to have a divorce party and put it out there for everyone to see. And she looks good. So anyway, I wrote about Dr. Akia Bello. I did not know anything about Dr. Akia Bello when I wrote about it, except her name, because somebody had written it. And I pretty much just wrote how I felt about a person having a divorce. And of course, you know, I am a divorcee. And if you're just listening to this for the first time, okay, now you know. For everyone else, you already know. So I decided to write about her. Let me read you this one quote in what I wrote. And I'm reading it because that seems to be the part that has caught on with a lot of people. I've received all these messages and people keep sharing and quoting that part. So let me read it out to you. When marriage is great, it will lift you up and make you a better person. In a toxic marriage, you get smaller and you die slowly. It's like living and being buried at the same time. How cool is it to quote my own words on my own podcast? But I wrote that, I meant it, and I wrote that because I've obviously been through divorce, and I know what it feels like to be in a place you don't want to be in, and I know the peace and the liberation that comes with divorce. That being said, I am not, as I have been asked or told, a divorce fairy. I am not telling women to get divorced or encouraging women to get divorced. I am merely encouraging you to live. I was told by a friend, a guy, that I was rallying women to leave their husbands. No, I'm not, sir. I'm not doing that. But if you want to leave, if that is the best course of action for you, girl, do it. Okay? This episode is not about divorce. It's not about how to file it or all the emotions and all that. Although we mentioned some emotion, of course. But this episode is about a woman's right to celebrate. It's about a woman who dares to celebrate something that somebody else would be like, how dare she? You know, like, how dare she do something like this? And culturally, unfortunately, we have been conditioned as women that marriage is your crown. Like, if you don't achieve marriage, you have achieved nothing. And if you dare come out of that marriage, you are a failure. But that is not true. That's not the narrative we should be sharing. And if you are in a difficult place, I'm sorry that you are, but please believe that marriage is not the end of you. Divorce is not the end of you. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this episode. I know you'll enjoy it. Dr. Akia Bello has received a lot of interview requests, and I'm honored that she picked me first to do this interview with over such a short notice. And when you listen, please don't forget to share. One thing I do know is that the people who need to hear this are often the ones who may not be expressive in saying, I need to hear this, or this made a difference in my life. But as you listen, please be kind enough to share it. Thank you so much. And if you have any comments, I'll be happy to hear them. Enjoy. Well, hi, Dr. Ikea Bell. Thank you so much for joining us on the I Am African podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's such an honor. So we're here to talk about your famous or infamous divorce party and how you are disturbing the peace of Nigerian and African people worldwide. So first of all, let me tell everybody about you. Dr. Ikea Bello has spent part of her life inspiring people at seminars through online classes and small gatherings. She uses a range of physical and verbal techniques to captivate thousands of people attending her seminars. She uses her personal past life struggles and present winnings to motivate her audience. She is a domestic violence survivor, a mother of five wonderful children, a doctor of nurse practitioner, professional life coach, mentor, and soon to be a publishing author. She believes in work-life balance as a state of equilibrium in which demands of personal life, professional life, and family are equal. Dr. Ikea Bello can comfortably speak at your graduation ceremonies, domestic violence seminars, men and women seminars, and more. Well, that is a lot. Dr. Ikea Bello, thank you so much again being here today. I'm looking forward to just getting in there and having this conversation. So I always start the episodes, apart from telling people, reading your bio out to the listeners, but I also want to tell the listeners how I met you or virtually met the guest. And in your case, you guys will probably have guessed, I did not know Dr. Ikea Bell before your divorce party. Your divorce party is how I got to know of you. And I wrote something about you on my Facebook page where I was basically telling people, you're free, actually free to celebrate your divorce if you wanted to. As a divorcee, I obviously have a different position than maybe someone who's not divorced. Because even without knowing you and without knowing any, I knew absolutely nothing about you except your name. And that's because one of the many posts I saw with your pictures and videos had your name. And that's the only thing I knew. And I deliberately did not research you before I wrote what I wrote because I just wanted to write how I feel. I didn't want it to be based on anything that I really knew about you. My thing was, this is how I feel about a person, especially a woman who's going through divorce. I think a lot of the criticism was, you know, like, how dare she celebrate a failure? But we'll get into that. I just want to tell people how I knew of you. So it's a pleasure having you on here, especially so quickly, right? It's quite a quick turnaround time. I reached out to you. I appreciate you accepting my offer to be here. And for the record, you guys, this is the first place we are the first people she's talking to. So we're special.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me get into this. Tell me, I know I've read your bio and you're a life coach and you're a survivor of domestic violence and you're a mom of five children, which you call your power five, right? I saw that.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. That's amazing. So, but tell me more about Dr. Bello. Who is Dr. Bello? Before you became this big personality, before you even accomplished all these things, who are you?
So let me just start from, if you want to hear about how I moved to United States, relocated in, I think, 1999.
Okay.
I graduated from Obafemi Awolowo University.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually graduated from three courses. I did first it was pre-medical school.
Okay.
I did a business administration. I did physical and health education, and then I graduated from accounting and finance.
Wow.
From Obafemi Awolowo University.
Okay.
So when I moved to the United States, I've always been this person I am right now.
Okay.
But then when it comes to trying to settle down, mm-hmm. people were like, oh, your taste is too high.
Mm.
You know, you're too picky. I've always wanted an educated person.
Okay.
Someone that is well-placed.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know the word saposexual. I'm saposexual.
You're attracted to intelligent men?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Me too.
So I've always been like that, but the moment I start listening to the society, to them telling me, you're too picky. My friends will tell me, this guy is talking to you. He's a young guy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have, he has never been married. Doesn't have kids. You guys can build a life. And then I looked into this. I was like, you know what? I'm this kind of person that I'm very motivating. Like I can motivate anyone to get into whatever they want to be. I was like, okay, if I see a young guy that will be ready to like move with me, let's do it.
Okay.
So that was what actually led me into putting down all the boundaries that I have. Mm-hmm. You know, I put it down and said, it doesn't matter who this person is, even though if he's never been to college, we can do it together. Mm-hmm. So, and that's how my nightmare started. Because that was when I actually decided to settle down.
Right.
Even then, I had a list of guys that I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this one, okay, let me just settle down with this. I think we can do something big together.
Right.
And I went in with that intention of us trying to build together.
Right.
Because then, before, I don't know anything about bad people existing. Because I feel like when you do good, people...
You expect everyone to be like
so,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So I feel like when you are so nice to people, even if they are not nice, your niceness can actually change them. Into. So I never knew about anything about... narcissist abuse. I've never thought about eye conflict people.
Right.
I just feel like we are all, I feel like when you do nice things, people will be nice too, you know?
Right.
And I guess then I think I was kind of dealing with some childhood trauma, but I feel like I can save everybody. I can save the world.
That's funny. I have a future question about that.
I left myself. I actually put people. So that's why I kind of feel like it was a kind of toxic trait in me that I had to heal from, which I did. Because when I do things and then people are not responding, they are not doing the right thing.
Right.
I get so bitter. I feel so disappointed. And then I bottle up this bitterness because I feel like I did this. I'm expecting them to respond in a positive way, but this is the way they are treating me.
Right.
So I carry this bitterness around. I am so always defensive. Like, you know, I don't want bad people around me. I've been doing good, but they just, you know, it was when I actually decided to start working on my exit from the marriage that I started my healing, you know, I started researching. Actually, no one to really talk to, but I just started researching and saying how to deal with eye conflict spouse. Because at then, it was between me wanting to leave and me wanting to still work on the marriage.
Right, right.
So I was like, okay, let me research more online. So I was researching online and then this video popped up. Okay. It was from Pastor Al-C Blakes.
Okay.
And he titled the video Spirit of Jezebel.
Wow. Okay.
So I listened to the video and then all the things he was saying in the video, they were kind of pointing at what I was going through.
Right.
And like, okay, Spirit of Jezebel. I was thinking it's a female.
Right.
So what is this saying? And then all the description, how they are never wrong, how they will manipulate you, how they will gaslight you, or, you know, into you believing you're the problem.
Right.
And then how they will tell you you're crazy. And they will repeat it every day. And then you too, you start feeling that you're crazy.
Right.
How you're not able to, believe your judgments anymore.
Right.
I would say, for example, when anything happens in my marriage, then I had to go talk to a pastor, a woman pastor, and said, I was like in a thought process, like if this happens to you or to someone, what would you do?
Right.
Even though clearly in my head, what happened was really wrong.
Right.
No one, exactly. But I didn't trust my judgment.
I understand. You've been gaslighted so much. You're like,
Yes, I didn't trust my judgment anymore. Like, I didn't know who I was anymore. It tells me you can't live with anybody. Like,
right.
Whenever I want to have any guest around, it will warn me ahead of time. Please, I don't want trouble in this household because I know you can't live with anybody. And then I will sit in my bedroom and I'll cry. I said, I remember when I was at Ife, everybody want to be around
right.
me. I'm sure when people listen to this podcast, they will comment on all my old schoolmates right. and all that. I used to be the life of the party, just the way I am right,
right.
now. You know, but then I was like, there's something wrong with me. Something, you know, let me go look for help. You know, because they will make you believe you're the problem. Right. And wow. then if care is not taken, you will even check yourself into a psych home because you're just wanting to keep the marriage. You just want to help
right.
yourself.
Right.
You know? And then it's gaslighting. If you look yeah. at the meaning of gaslighting and how
it's definitely gaslighting.
Gaslighting came about. Mm-hmm. It's about a movie back in the days. I don't want to talk about it, but you know, it's out there for people to go look at. So they make you believe this person will turn off the light. And the woman will be like, this room is dark. And no, the man will say, no, it's not dark. The light is on. So she starts thinking like she's crazy, right. that she's seeing things. That's exactly how these people.
Wow.
That's exactly how they work. You know, it's terrible. It's terrible.
That is amazing. And I can't even begin to imagine the women and men listening to this right now who can relate to what you're saying. So, I'm not going to go into the details of the things that transpired in your marriage or even the process of the divorce, but you did go viral over celebrating your divorce. And, you know, within the Nigerian/African community, we're not even yet used to divorce, especially when it's a woman who filed a divorce, who's trying to get divorced. We're not even used to that yet. So for you to not only file the divorce, but to dare to have a party, and put it out there for social media. So tell me, why did you decide to do that?
So it was a statement I was trying to make. Okay. And I'm glad I made a statement.
Okay.
I was trying to make I told someone, I said, I'm happy, but at the same time, I'm not happy because my main focus was this, to get to Oprah. I want to be on the big screen. I want to speak
okay.
to millions. Because I talk to people in my inbox and all that.
Right.
I feel like whenever they come to me, it's the same thing over and over again.
Right.
I feel like if I'm able to get on this big screen, I can address millions
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of people. Mm-hmm. Though I say women, but I do have male clients right. coming to me right. too. But it's just that it's like 80% to 20%.
Okay.
80% of women, 20% of men, you know. So when I was actually during my divorce process, because I filed a divorce in 2018.
It's a long divorce.
Maybe when I filed a divorce, if he had signed and we just being so amicable.
Right.
This party will not come up.
Right, right.
It won't. But the main trauma that I went through that actually made me celebrate this big was during the divorce process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the divorce process was like a trauma that was even more than what wow. I went through in the marriage. Because in me, I was thinking, I went through all this in the marriage. He always asks for divorce. I used to beg him.
Mm.
Actually, I have a video that maybe in future I'm going to play for people to listen to. I have a lot of recordings from our arguments and all that.
Right.
When he would tell me to bring the effing divorce.
Wow.
And then I get so scared because I don't want to leave the marriage. I don't know
what would people say.
And I'm telling you, these people, they know that you're scared.
Right.
And they will use that to torment you the more.
Yeah.
And because he knows the kind of person I am, I'm this kind of, people are looking up to me.
Right.
Even though they didn't know I was a traumatized
right.
woman then.
Right.
But many are looking up to me because I was concealing it so very
right.
well, working. I'm going to get there. I'm trying to explain the reason why I did the party. So I was considering it so very well, working in church, working, going to my job, raising those wonderful children.
Right.
And then I still step out in, then in my head, I thought I was looking good.
Right.
But people thought I was looking good too, you know, but now I guess I look so more 100% better. So then I didn't realize it, you know, so I was like covering it so well. Mm-hmm. And then he looked at it every time we have any arguments, he will bring it up. Go bring the F in the voice. I will sign it and I will never look back.
Mm.
And then in 2015, it's like somebody, you pour water on my face and wipe it off and said, girl, get up.
Mm.
Let your eyes be open. And then I looked at myself. I said, what exactly am I going to miss in this marriage?
Right.
What exactly?
I know that moment.
It's called light bulb moment.
Yes,
right?
Yes. When you're like, what am I actually getting from this?
I said, what exactly am I enjoying? What exactly am I going to miss?
Right.
And then I thought about, oh my God, though, the society, the church member.
Right.
And then I started psyching my head. I said, you know what? So I can start a new life.
Mm-hmm.
I can detach myself from the church.
Mm-hmm.
I can cut off all mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll see those that really care about
right.
me. They will stand by me and they will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that. Then I started working on my exit plan in 2015. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if that, like me working on my exit plan, when I finally escaped, I did not leave my marriage, I escaped. Before I got back from work, I was gone.
Oh, wow. You literally escaped.
Yes, I was gone. I escaped, yes. I got two, they call them two men, one truck. It's a mover, moving company,
okay.
You know, yeah,
okay.
They came with this big, huge, because I had to move 4 bedrooms.
Wow.
You know, and most of those things were mine.
So right.
The things that were not mine, I left them.
Right.
Even the ones that were mine that I didn't want, I left them, you know. So.
Wow.
But I just know, packed all my stuff. And before I actually moved out, the house I live now, mm-hmm. I closed on the house on the 24th. We had already started moving. We've moved all my children's, all their clothing and all that.
Mm. Okay.
He didn't know.
Wow.
Because, you know, when someone doesn't really care about anything, he won't even know anything's
right.
going on in the house. The three rooms were empty. The only room I didn't touch was my room and the living room and the kitchen.
Wow. And he didn't know?
Nope.
Wow.
Yes. And that's how much, when they have gaslighted, that's how much
right.
how much confidence they have that you're going nowhere.
Right. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I don't want to talk about it, but the things I endured in my marriage, even a slave would not enjoy it.
Mm.
I was literally a slave and a trash in my own home.
Hmm.
So if you can continue to stay in that kind of marriage, trust me, your partner will be like, oh, please, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I decided to do this divorce party, during the divorce process, I promised myself, I said, God Almighty, take me out. Just help me get over this.
Right.
I promise I will celebrate.
Mm.
And when I was saying I will celebrate, I'm sure people around me will be like, oh, maybe they think I was just saying it
right.
because at that moment.
Right.
One thing about me, when I say something, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to make this statement because when I talk to women, they'll be like, oh, you are a failure. In Nigeria, they believe you're a failure when you divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can't even tell people that they are divorced. Men will be like, they can't date a divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, I said, that's not true. I said, the only thing that is missing, I feel like it's missing, is your healing.
Right.
The moment you heal, you will attract better men.
Very true.
Than the single people attracting.
Mm.
I'm not joking.
Mm.
And I'm a living testimony.
Hey.
The kind of guys that I attract now,
mm-hmm.
that want, I'm not talking about guys that are coming because they want to get something from
right.
me. I mean, guys that want to come into my life to support me.
Right.
And even when I said I'm not interested, they are still supporting, right, even when I'm not interested.
Right. That's amazing.
So for any single woman to be like, oh, this is what people are doing in Nigeria. I said, even in Nigeria, the way you carry yourself,
right,
when you work on your healing,
right,
and you know who you are.
Right.
You know who you are.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you attract better men than single women. Yes.
Because you've done the work.
You've done the work. That healing work is very important. And that healing work, the number one healing work you're doing is a self-care.
Tell me about the work you did to get here.
So I started therapy in 2018, okay, actually with my kids. We started a family therapy in 2018.
It's nice that you involved
and
the
then,
kids.
Yes, they needed it. So yes, they needed it. Yes. They witnessed too many stuff that I just feel like I blame myself for it, that I think I should have left earlier, mm-hmm, but thank God at least I still
right.
I did.
Right.
So I started therapy, and then everywhere I go, it's as if God always placed someone in my life in everywhere I go. So I had this, she won't mind, I will mention her name. Her name is Dr. Jada. She's a physician.
Okay.
Actually, my supervisor that I worked with.
Okay.
She became my soul sister. She's married, happily married.
Okay.
Happily married with 3 kids. But she supported, she saw the vision. She will look at me and she will tell me, she said, let me tell you this. You will stand with Oprah. She was the first person that said that.
Wow.
You will stand with Oprah and you will speak to millions of women. You will release them from their bondage. And then you won't even know you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And she will tell me, she will say all these beautiful things to me. And then she introduced me to a life coach.
Okay.
The same life coach she used. And then me, I'm thinking life coach. Me, I'm a medical practitioner now. Why do I need a
right.
life coach? And then she talked to me. She said, sometimes we live a life, but our lives is like our lives, we're not just organized.
Right.
You know, we think, okay, I'm a physician, I'm a doctor, I'm a CEO, I got it all going.
Right.
And then you can't even balance yourself.
Right.
You have this thing that you're dealing with that you don't know. You need somebody
right
to sit with you
right
and put you together.
Mm.
They're not going to do the work for you. That's what the work of a coach. They will not do the work for you. Just think about the soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
When they are the one doing the work. But the coach is just telling you, come on, move, go
right.
to the left, go to the right. If you're not ready to go to the left, go to the right, the coach will not achieve anything.
Right. Right.
Exactly. That's exactly what a life coach would do to you. Mm-hmm. You know, so I attended. She actually paid for it.
Oh, wow.
She paid for my first section. I attended this boot camp, you know. And then after the 1 week of the boot camp, I felt so renewed.
Wow.
You know, the way you feel so renewed, like you want more.
Right, right.
You know, then I started sourcing for other coaches. I actually attended another one. My first coach was Rebecca Lynn Pope.
Okay.
Rebecca Lynn Pope. And then I attended another transformational coach section. That one was online. I bought
okay.
the package.
Okay.
Yes, I did it online. So I think I did another one. I can't really remember the name because, of course, when you do it, you get a certificate.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, my God, this is so interesting. I think a lot of people will benefit from it. And then I decided to take a class for me to be a life coach myself.
Okay.
You know? And why doing that? Even though I'm a life coach, I didn't just stop and be like, I think I know it all.
Right.
I'm fine.
Right.
I read books.
Right.
I read books. I read books on healing from trauma.
Mm.
I read books on life after divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I read book on happiness after the. I read so many books. I go online. I will search for articles.
Mm-hmm.
I get on YouTube. I will watch video. And I'm telling you, there are tons of videos on YouTube.
I bet, yeah.
I read books. I watch video about relationship, mm-hmm. dating again, mm-hmm. because I want to be sure that I won't do the same mistake again.
I completely understand.
You know, so I read books about relationship, and I think it kind of really helped me when, you know, when I talk to men,
right.
I can just pick it up right there. I say, this one is a malignant narcissist. I ain't that kind. You know, if I talk to you for 1 week,
right?
If I talk to you, not even seeing you,
right?
Just talking to your conversation,
right?
I can tell you're a toxic person.
Yeah, like been there, done that.
Even with female, not just men this time,
right.
Even with female.
Wow.
I'll talk to you. I can tell this person is very toxic. I can tell if they are toxic, or they are toxic because they are going through stuff.
Right.
You know, most than survivors, they will come out being toxic.
Mm.
And that's why the healing is very important. Think about you being in a relationship with a toxic person.
Right.
You've had so much toxin.
Right, right.
In you.
Right.
They put so much toxin in you. You need to detox yourself.
That makes a lot of sense.
You need to detox yourself from that pity party. Mm-hmm. You want people to pity you. No. You can't get anywhere if you're trying to gain pity party.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this, Nigerians, they love pity party.
Yes, yes.
If you post a picture of you winning, they will not congratulate you. And when you post a picture of you begging,
right.
and dying,
right.
you will see like millions,
right.
of comments,
right.
telling you sorry.
Yeah, you're in our prayers. We're praying for you.
Yes, they love that. Yeah. But when you post a video or a picture, you winning.
Right.
Oh my God.
How dare you?
How dare
yeah.
you?
That's what
we said it together. Like, how dare you?
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
How can you be celebrating when you're supposed to be so mad?
Yeah, angry. You know?
Like you're supposed to be so mad,
yeah.
you know, you're traumatized
yeah.
and all that. So that's one of the things that I want to change.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people that were working together. It's the narrative that we want to change.
I'm down with it. Yes, it needs to change.
You know, like let people live their lives.
Yes.
Like, if I decide to celebrate after a diarrhea,
right.
getting over a diarrhea, or after getting over a constipation.
Yes, it is your prerogative.
It's my call.
Yes, 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 absolutely. One of the places, Mercedes, you know, she shared my post that I wrote about you. And I remember one of the people who commented, whose name I don't remember now, said that you have not told us yet the real reason for the divorce. And we haven't even heard from the ex, you know. And my comment on Mercedes's wall, I said, she does not owe us an explanation of why she got divorced. You don't owe anyone an explanation of why you got divorced or why you chose to get married or why you choose to do anything in your life. It's your life.
And do you want me to shock you? If my ex decided to celebrate today,
uh-huh.
I will send him a congratulatory message and say, congrats, you made it.
Right, right.
You know what? Let people leave.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You know, you cannot force your belief on people.
Right.
That's been toxic.
Yes.
And that's what we are fighting in this entire world.
Yes.
Like, I'm telling you, when people are telling me, oh, she's depressed. She's not happy. She's faking.
Yes.
I asked one of them, I said,
I saw those comments.
Tell me,
too.
Give me the definition of happiness.
Right.
And tell me, how do you quantify
mm-hmm.
happiness?
Mm-hmm.
And what is happiness to you?
Right.
If you cannot answer those questions, then you have no right.
Right.
Coming on social media.
Right.
Calling somebody unhappy.
Yeah.
Because if you want to see what unhappiness looks like, go to my page and go look at my old pictures.
I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, I have a question. We have a group for the podcast. I will invite you to it when we're done recording. So it's called I Am African Podcast on Facebook. But I always ask them if they have any questions for the guests. And here's a question from Sophia. She says, when did she realize enough is enough and decide to quit? And then she goes on to say, I read from her timeline on one of her old pictures where she referred to herself as the queen of suffering and smiling. What kept her that long? So
society.
Yes. What would people say?
Society kept me that long.
Uh-huh.
Society kept me that long. I was scared of what people would, just like what people are saying now. Right. I was scared of what people would say.
Mm.
And then what people will say bothers me, but right now it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell, you know, because you're brave enough to not just celebrate your divorce, but, you know, put it out there for people to see. Were you afraid of backlash from people? Were you afraid of judgments?
For this divorce?
Yes, for celebrating it, for putting it out there that you're celebrating.
I wasn't. Okay. I wasn't. Okay. I knew it was going to happen.
Right.
I wanted this reaction because I just want to see the mindset
right.
of people.
Right.
You know, the way, what I did was like me doing a research.
Right.
And then I am getting all these people
right.
to be part of the research for free.
Right.
They are doing this for free.
Right.
You know, because I put it out there. I want to see mindset. I want to see their mindset. Even though I already know what's going to happen, but I want to verify. I want to confirm it.
Right, right.
Like, let me see where we are right now. When women cry to me and say people are insulting them that they are divorced or they cannot leave because their parents are scared that people will
yeah.
be insulting right. them that they are divorced.
Right.
Their parents are ashamed right. of their church or whatever. Right. So I was like, okay. Like, I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's see what we can get out there.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine, not a female, a male.
Okay.
I call him my friend, my boyfriend.
Oh.
So when we were planning this, you know, we had actually we projected it to be like, okay, if it goes viral, maybe Oprah will get it or Steve Harvey or Ellen should get it. That way we can be on this white screen and talk about it.
Okay.
But for it going viral locally, it's not enough for me. So to answer your question, I wasn't scared of.
Right.
What people have to know.
Right,
I wasn't.
Right. I understand. When I put my story out there last year, I didn't have videos. I didn't have a party. And just like in the post I wrote about you, I wasn't planning a party, but I was going to do a photo shoot. It's just that my divorce ended really early. It went unlike yours that took so long. Mine went from February 2019 to October 2019, and we're done.
Do you know mine started in October 2018?
Wow, this is almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that mine wasn't typical, that it doesn't typically start and end that quickly. But I was
so you're very lucky. I want to say that.
Yeah, I've been told that. I've been told that a lot. And had my divorce lingered as long as yours, I can't even begin to think of how much that would have cost me. So I'm glad. I'm glad I even fired my first attorney. I'm happy for the way things went, that it ended. I'm happy for it. So since your divorce now became final, well, you've already been living apart, but, and I know you mentioned you went to therapy with the children, but how do they feel now that it's officially over?
Oh my God. Even though at the time that we're living apart, mm-hmm. we started living, actually, let me say this. I don't want to say we. I left in May 2018.
Okay.
I moved from our bedroom
okay.
to my daughter's room.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to say we.
Okay.
I was the one.
Right.
So I left. I moved to the... Then my kids were scared. They would say, Mommy, lock the door from inside, even though we all stayed.
Wow.
Because they were scared that maybe daddy will kill mommy.
Wow.
Because they witnessed so many things. Maybe daddy will kill mommy. They will say, Mommy, please. And then there was a time their friends wanted them to come for the holiday. They refused to go because they didn't want to leave mommy alone at
in case,
because they were scared what's gonna happen. They actually had a meeting behind me. I heard about this meeting at the therapy.
Wow.
They did not tell. Yes, I'm telling so many things that I didn't know about. These children will, I didn't know they had a committee. They actually have a committee called KSS.
What does that mean?
It means Kids Secret Service. KSS.
Wow. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny, right? Because for them to have the need or feel the need to protect you so much, they had seen too much.
So they have a meeting. They will have a meeting. I will hear them talking about KSS. They'll say, let's go and have a KSS meeting. And then they will go have the meeting. And then they will come in group and bring their presentation to me. Sometimes they will even write things on paper.
Wow.
Like, oh my God, I have funny kids. Very wonderful, smart children. So anyway, I don't want to get over what we're trying to say. You asked me a question.
Yes, how they feel now.
Okay, so you know, with that, when I finally separated, and then I was still living, we're still living under the same roof, but then I already started planning my exit so like very fast. I was already bidding on houses and all that. So when I closed on my house in August, I escaped August 24th. I closed on the house. I escaped on August 28th, and then at that time, I was still kind of traumatized.
Of course.
I was still thinking maybe his family will not come. They will not beg me.
Right.
The church member will not come. They will not beg me. I will now tell them the things that I want him to do. Go get therapy. Go to this and that. And then I will now stay away from me for 1 year. I was just thinking about this thing in my head. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
Because I haven't done so much research then.
Right.
But let me tell you the power of education.
Tell us.
The more you educate yourself about this toxic people, the stronger your decision will be.
Yes.
You know the reason why those people always go back to the abuser and they get killed? It's because living an abuser or surviving a domestic violence, it's not winning for you.
Right.
Healing and educating yourself is winning. You cannot just leave, because let me tell you, the society will bully you back.
Right.
Your church member will bully you back. Your family will bully you back to your abuser.
Right.
And God forbid, that might be the end of you. If you notice, most of those people got killed, they went back and got killed.
Right, they went back. They left before. Yes.
And if you look, go check on, I'm going to say this, you can check later on when we're done. According to research, on an average, a woman will live on an average of 7 times.
Wow, that's a lot of times.
Yes. Not just physical living, you might live in your head. You might just leave and said, I will never come back in 2 days. And then you're back.
Or emotionally too, right?
You might leave emotionally. Yeah. And then these people, they know how to make the cycle work. I don't know if you noticed it. It's like an highs and low. Highs and low. They will be so nice for like 1 week. And then you have 9 months. Let's say 9 months is too much. 3 months of craziness.
Right.
And then the moment you are trying to recover from the craziness, they will come back and start being nice again.
Right.
And maybe you are just going to church and fast. You've been fasting, you fasted and all that. And then you'll be like, oh my God, I think I fasted last week. I think my prayer is finally. I'm not just saying this, I'm saying it from experience.
Wow.
So you'll be like, oh my God, I think it's changing. And then by the time you start putting your guard down, oh my God, the next one, they will hit you. It will take you another 6 months to recover from the next hit.
Wow.
That's the cycle.
Mm.
And that's how trauma bond is formed.
Right.
You know, it's highs and lows. Highs, like they will be very nice. And when they are very nice, it's extreme.
Mm.
And then when they hit you, be like, he was nice to me yesterday. What
right,
happened?
Right.
And then you start searching yourself. I think when he asked me about the broom, I should have answered this way.
Mm.
Oh, when he asked me about that key, maybe I should have just run very faster.
Right.
And give it. It's crazy. You don't understand. It's crazy.
Wow.
That's deep. Pity this woman or whatever man, I pity them. Any victim still living with the abuser,
right.
I feel so much for them.
Mm.
Because when I tell the society, you don't understand the mind fuckery that goes on in an abusive, in a eye tossing relationship.
Mind
you cannot, fuckery. You cannot explain it.
Wow.
Mm. So to answer your question, my kids are very happy.
I'm happy that they're happy. You mentioned very something happy. About fasting and prayer. How much did you do? Because I'm sure you did. You fasted. You
me?
Prayed.
I was. Let me.
Were
tell
you a
you,
virtuous woman?
I was a choir. Oh, I was more than. Mm-hmm. I wrote something about myself. I was more than a virtuous mm-hmm. woman. But I'm going to tell you, virtuous woman in this world that we have right. now is a scam.
A scam.
Mm. It's a scam. I'm telling you. I tell people not to call me strong woman.
My I name is say baby the girl. Same thing. I okay.
Call
okay.
me baby Let me know. Girl I'm getting for overexcited. Life.
Baby girl for life. Okay, okay.
For life.
Okay.
Do not call me strong. It's a scam.
I literally wrote this down as something to write about. This whole strong woman thing. I don't want to
Please,
don't call me
don't
a strong
call me,
woman.
Don't call me strong woman. Yes. I'm a baby girl.
Yes, yes.
My friend treats me like baby girl now. He's treating
So you just
me like
want to
girl.
Be baby girl.
I said, please don't call me strong woman.
I love it.
I have a problem with my car. I called him to come and look at mm-hmm. it.
As a baby girl.
I drive a new car.
Yeah.
I drive a new car. There's nothing wrong. I pushed a button. I didn't know the kind of button I pushed. I called him. He drove 45 minutes to come and look at it.
Wow. I love
I'm
it.
I'm not a strong woman.
You're not doing it again. You cannot come and die.
Uh-uh, I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing
it again. Not only divorce, you divorce. You don't keep passing. You're not doing it again.
I'm not doing it again. No. And I'm telling you, women, the things that, like, do not take a position of a man.
Yes, 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 yes.
Do not take it. I know we want to be this, especially black women, African American, Africans. We want to be these strong women. No.
Mm-hmm. Everybody should be a baby girl.
Be a baby girl.
Who's strong woman?
Baby girl for life. Eh? Vachosuma. It's a scam. I wrote something about it. I said, "Nah, scam, Lori Rock."
Yes, Lori Rock.
Lori Rock.
I definitely heard it. Now, this was
I did. I said something about you are a strong woman, Lori Rock. You are a virtuous woman, Lori Rock. Lie people. You know, he said lie love. Right. I mean, I changed mine to lie people. Lori Rock. It's Lori Rock, man.
Now, tell me. What kind of limiting beliefs kept you and other women and men really in this bad marriage, this toxic marriage? I'm thinking like cultural limiting beliefs, you know, for example, like
it's example is every marriage is not perfect.
Yes. Yes.
That word.
Yes.
That word is very dangerous. And I'm going to tell you why it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you why it's dangerous. There's difference between troubled marriage and abusive marriage.
I agree.
A troubled marriage can be fixed.
I agree.
If both parties are willing.
I agree.
To work on it.
I agree.
A domestic violence and abusive marriage is one-sided. And you can do your research.
Yes.
You can talk to other women. Their story is going to be similar to mine. It's going to be similar to other women you've talked to. If you have been through it too, it's going to be similar to yours. In an abusive, high-conflict marriage, it's one-sided.
Right.
And there is no way any marriage will work. Any marriage that is one-sided can never thrive.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. I agree. I completely agree.
But our society believes that women should be the one working on the marriage.
Yes.
As a matter of fact,
woman keeps her home.
A marriage will thrive better when a man works on the marriage. That's one thing.
I can see how you've arrived.
I allow my friend to be the man. And that's exactly what I did in my marriage too. I allow you to be the man. You see what I'm saying? I allow him to be the man when something is going on.
Right.
You know, we have our way of, you know, fixing things. When we talk, we laugh about it. Mm-hmm. And he makes fun of me. I make fun of him. Right. And then we just laugh about
it.
And then guess what? That thing that I talked about will never happen again.
Mm.
Because if you say, I'm sorry about something, and you keep doing the same thing,
yes,
it's manipulation.
Mm.
For example, you cheated on me. I caught you. And you said, I'm sorry. It's the devil's work.
Right.
I'll never do it again. And tomorrow, you did the same thing. I'm going to catch you again. Next one, you do the same thing. I'm going to catch you again. I continue catching you. And then you're still saying it's the devil's work. No, that's manipulation.
Right.
It's part of you. You don't want to change. You don't have respect for me. And that's the way I say, even for female too.
Right.
If we're doing something, I believe in when you do something wrong to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, from my therapist, it's something that I had to learn too.
Okay.
The way you feel about something, uh-huh. let me say, I sent you a text message and I didn't mean it that way, but you got angry.
Right.
Whenever you talked, I have to acknowledge your feelings.
Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry you felt that way. I didn't mean it that way. Then I explain.
Right.
Then you come to me and be like, and so that's not what I meant now.
Right.
So why are you getting angry?
Right.
Why are you getting angry?
Right.
No. Oh, I'm sorry you felt that way. I didn't mean it that way. Okay, let me explain what I was trying to say.
Right.
Tell me, would you be angry?
No, that ends the fight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when we have a marriage that, oh, babe, even calling you sweet name, I remember then I'll find a way. Okay, babe, daddy, or sugar, or honey, just find something to say. Just to kind of neutralize the environment for us.
Right.
Before I will now say, but let me tell you, in an eye conflict relationship, I don't care how you put your words together. It will never come out right.
I remember, I was just telling this to my friend Fumi the other day, that I remember when I was married, and if I wanted to discuss an issue, man, I would agonize over it. Because I'm trying to think of how best do I bring this up where it will not be misunderstood and misconstrued, and then it blows into something bigger. And then sometimes I'll say, you know what? I won't even say anything, because I think about what a mess me saying something would cause. And I say, that's fine. I will enjoy it. I won't say anything. And that is an incredibly bad place to be. You should be able to talk to your partner. You should not have You should not have to create a 10-page manifesto of what you want to say and how you want to say it. And you sleep on it and you pray over it and you think about it.
You know what I told you? Mm-hmm. And you know what I told my friend? I said to him, I said, listen, I am not looking for a slave master.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking for a friend.
Right.
Even though I'd already said I'm not getting married. I don't want to be married again. Maybe I will change my mind when I'm 60, when the kids are all gone.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying I'm not going to be married again, not because I'm scared of what a man will do to
me.
The kind of person I am right now, if I get married today and the man is messing up, I'll divorce him. And I will throw a party. I'm not scared. I don't want to get married again. It's all about my children.
Right.
It's, you know. So I just want the society to know that, because I know a lot of people be like, all men are not the same thing. In my mind, I said, I'm already enjoying the saying that all men are not the same. I have a great man.
Right.
apart from a man, I have other male friends that are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, but my decision is based on, I have older kids now that they already know what they want. If my children were leaving,
right,
it's easier for me to just take them and go to another man's
right
house.
Right.
But I have you seen my children?
I have seen you.
Yeah, taller than me.
I have seen your children. You have beautiful children.
So they know what they want.
Right.
I cannot be like, oh, we are, my daughter told me, Mommy, I'm not moving to any man's house.
Mm.
And my daughter actually, most all my kids, they feel like Nigerian men are very toxic. Even though I'm trying to change that and said they are not all right. the same. And that's why I let them see picture of other men right. that are doing great right. and all that. But right. they believe Nigerian men are very toxic. And it's on, my daughter said it's on TikTok. That they really? Talk about it on TikTok that, you know, they will never date any African men that they are very toxic. Just imagine. And then they experienced it.
Right, right. So they're coming from a different place even.
My first daughter want to get married to a South Korean guy.
Okay.
My son won a Latino girl.
Wow.
My other daughter won an Italian guy. My other one wants a French guy. And the middle one won an American guy. So they told me they will make me an international grandma.
Obviously, United Nations.
I guess I didn't hear about this until during our therapy.
Oh, wow.
Because they said it to me, but I didn't know the reason why.
Right.
I thought it was funny when they told me.
Right.
But I didn't know they had a KSS meeting.
But they're only in closest and most intimate relationship with an African or Nigerian man is their father. And unfortunately, he set a bad example for them. Mm-hmm. So naturally, they look at him and he represents all of Nigerian or African men. Mm.
And then, of course, they're on TikTok and seeing all these things. Right. They see all this abuse.
Right.
These children are on Instagram. They see things.
Right.
Let me tell you this. I was at work when they called me.
Uh-huh.
And they told me about Yvonne Jegede. I don't know if you know her.
Yvonne Jegede? Is she an
actress?
They told
me about her interview. Yes.
Okay.
And then they told me about this girl too, Tonto DK.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter said, Mommy, this lady, she said her name is Jegde. I said, oh, Jegde.
Jegde.
He said, Evil. So she sent me the link. Uh-huh. And when I listened to her interview, meanwhile, my daughter already said, Mommy, this sounds like what you went through.
Wow.
And then with Tonto DK, my daughter said, oh my God, when the man was saying that necklace, I bought it 12,000 euro. She said, oh my God, it sounds like daddy.
Wow.
So that thing looks like something they bought from Dollar Tree.
Wow.
So these children, I'm just trying to say, these kids are seeing it. Unfortunately.
Right, they are. And they are forming their opinions. Yes.
And that's why I encourage everyone, you know, if you've ever been through this kind of stuff, make sure you take your kids to therapy.
Yeah.
The things that you've never heard, trust me, you will hear it when they go to therapy.
Okay. Now, Dr. Bello, these men, because culturally, right, they always tell us, the women, what to do, you know, to be a good wife. You know, you have to make sure you learn how to cook, make sure you make your bed, you do this, you do that. Who is teaching the men how to be great husbands? And what do you say to parents who are raising boys? Because I feel like some of us, some women, we are raising boys. The boys we're raising are going to become the men that we don't presently want to marry. The kind of men we're saying right now, that these men are toxic and these men are this, but then we're raising boys to become toxic men.
So let me tell you, it's two things.
Uh-huh.
Number one, don't ever raise your children in a toxic environment.
I completely
agree. When I mean in a toxic environment, doesn't mean you won't allow their dad or their mom to see the kids. Mm-hmm. But guess what? If you are the healthy parent, uh-huh, and you have the custody, uh-huh, the majority over here, they make it like 84-16 or 86-14. I have 86-14, okay, right? So which means the 14% is like the visitation rights, okay, and all that. Do not take that visitation rights away from, mm-hmm, him. Or if it's the woman that is toxic, do not take the visitation rights away from the woman. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? Without you teaching the children, they will be able to see
for themselves
the two. Mm-hmm. Yes. Even though my own kids already seen it all.
Right.
For some children, you know, if it was a covert narcissist,
right,
it would be very, very concealed that people would not see,
right,
it. But when you guys are now separated, the children will see by themselves.
Mm, okay.
Because the truth is, an high conflict person do not love their children.
Mm.
They don't have the ability to love anyone.
Mm.
So I want you to trust the process.
I see.
Allow them to be having that visitation right. But let me tell you the truth. The children will see it.
Right.
I need you as the healthy one to make your place a safe heaven,
right,
for these children.
Right.
When they come back, do not stay negative, mm-hmm, about the other parent, because definitely that other parent will be negative about,
right,
you anyway.
Right, right.
But show the children another side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I remember us buying a Father's Day gift.
Okay.
I bought a Father's Day gift and I gave it to the children to give it to their dad,
okay,
you know. Not from me, but
from
the
them,
kids.
Right.
Yes. And then during December, we bought a birthday gift, and then we bought a belated birthday gift and a Christmas gift for them to give it to, mm-hmm, their dad. And he was going to use it against me in court.
Huh.
But in their own head, they want to use it against you, but they are actually saying something great about you.
Right.
Because when he told the judge, she's been buying me gifts, even though I didn't ask her to.
Oh, wow.
For some reason, I didn't say anything about that part, because I would have told the judge that, yes, I bought gifts to the kids to give it to him.
Right.
But, you know, the judge already figured it,
right,
out. This woman is in court saying, I do not want contact with you. And she's buying gift. So that says that she's not a bad person.
Right, right.
She just want to go about with her peace,
right,
of mind.
Right.
Because I got a no contact, a life no contact.
Wow.
That's what I got.
That's amazing.
You know, even though, and the thing is, even though I don't want anything to do with you, doesn't mean I hate you.
Right. Right, I can really get it.
Hate is not part of me.
Mm-hmm.
It takes too much strength to hate somebody.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So hate is not part of me. I can put you where you belong, and if they come to me that you need help, I will send my help to you from afar.
Right.
I don't need to be close to,
right,
you. That's me.
Mm.
And you cannot come to this space, to this stage, if you don't heal.
Yes.
It takes healing.
Yes.
And it's very powerful to be able to bless someone that have done wrong to you.
Right. Hmm.
It takes healing.
Yeah. I remember I don't remember where I saw it, but it said, it's not that time heals all wounds, but that healing
work,
yeah, work, yes,
healing
heals all wounds.
Healing work,
yes,
does, yes.
I know, I don't remember.
I made a post, I posted something like that
before. Oh, you did, yeah.
If you follow me, oh my god, you will learn a lot.
I don't, where
on Instagram.
Yeah, okay, I don't follow you on Insta, yeah. I see you on Facebook, but I will definitely follow on Instagram,
yeah, it's because I post things a lot.
Okay, now tell
anything I learned from my post-its.
Oh, okay. Tell me, for the people, especially women who are listening to this right now, and they are struggling in their marriage, where they're at a place where they feel like this thing is over, this marriage is gone, but I don't know how to walk away. I don't have the strength.
I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this so bad. So let me tell you this.
Okay.
If you want to walk away from a toxic marriage, it's not a day job.
Okay.
The only time I would advise you to just pack your load, even if you don't have load, get out, is when you know that person will kill you at this moment.
Right.
If you want to walk away, it takes an exit plan to walk away. For example, you're not working. You're depending on your husband.
Right.
From the very day you realize you're done with this marriage, you realize you're dealing with a narcissist, you're dealing with a high conflict, whatever name you want to call it, high conflict personality, or cheater that is never sober, the moment you realize that this is what you're dealing with, and you start doing your research, you start getting your education, you join a support group online, you want to start working on your exit plan.
Okay.
And that includes your financial freedom.
I completely agree.
If he doesn't allow you to work, wherever way you want to cajole this man. Oh, baby. Even if you used to be angry with him before, don't be angry anymore. Because let me tell you, you cannot react to narcissists. They enjoy your reaction. As a matter of fact, your reaction is their food. And if you actually stop reacting and you meet a malignant narcissist that is physically abusive, they will beat you. So that one, there's no way you can stay in that kind of relationship.
Right.
But if you're with a covert narcissist that he will pretend too, he will be pretending and trying to image, you can be with them while you're working on your exit plan. But if you're with a malignant sociopath narcissist that will break your head in a minute, you cannot use that I'm not going to rehearse anymore. You cannot do that. Because the moment you keep quiet, it gets them so mad. They go into their room and they can kill you. So when I'm saying this, I need you to look at your situation and see what fits it best. But the main thing is you need to plan your exit. You don't just pack your load and get out. If you're in there now, you're not working, you're depending on him, you need to go find a way to start learning something to do.
And get a job.
Thank God for social media. The time you spend in trying to gossip on social media, go find something you're going to be selling digitally. Get on Amazon. You can do business on Amazon that you don't keep your goods at home.
Right.
It's called e-commerce, right? E-commerce.
Yes.
You know, you don't keep, you actually sell things in your, the things you're selling is actually with the supplier. But let's say the supplier is selling it for like $10. You put your own up for $15.
Right.
And when people order from you, then you place the order from the supplier. And they ship it to that person. So there's so many things you can do online. Go learn how to braid. I was braiding when I was in school.
Okay.
And I made a good money from braiding. Now, everybody don't want to use regular cream anymore. Everybody is into using organic cream. Go learn how to make this organic cream. Go learn things that you can do and sell online.
Yeah.
While you're trying to save money, if you're getting $200,000 for the home housekeep, try and see if you can manage and you can save $20,000 from it every month.
This is for people in Nigeria.
Yes.
Because if someone in America is listening, like $20,000, not in dollars, naira.
No, I'm just saying, yes, I'm just saying that Nigeria, because most of the thing we get is the Niger folks that will be like, oh, it's because you people are in America.
Right.
It was when I started posting my old picture, people were like, oh, really? Oh, we thought you're just a doctor. No, I didn't drop from heaven.
Right.
As a doctor.
Right.
I worked on it.
Right.
I was braiding at home. I would back my child. I have one in the car seat because they were all bam, 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 bam. That's how I had them. One on my back, one in the car seat, one in front of the TV, watching TV, and I'm braiding.
Yeah.
And I better make sure there's food ready for dinner.
Right. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna ask you some. I think it, let me see if we still have a couple of questions or comments on Facebook. So Helen says, "Happy survival, Dr. Bello." Abimbola says, "Please mention that I love her." Aww. Yes, Harrison Wazo said, "Tell her I said congratulations," and then he also adds, "Tell her I said thanks for sharing her experience because too many Nigerian women are suffering in their marriages and some are being beaten up daily. So her party is an inspiration to some to hopefully escape their hellhole of a marriage." Yeah. Let me see.
And that's the that's the statement we're trying to make.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This one is from Port Harcourt's firstborn. Says, when did she decide it was time to leave? And was it easy getting support? Now, you already told us when you decided to leave.
No, no support. No support. I got my support online. I got my support online through online support group.
Wow. You get support wherever you... Let me ask you this. Did you lose any friends in the process of divorce?
All of them.
Wow.
I intentionally... let them go.
I see.
All our mutual friends, as far as you have anything to do with him, and this is not because I was bitter or whatever. It will help me to heal faster. It's for me. I was so determined on my healing process. I was determined to heal. Right. I was determined to let the toxic go. I was determined to let the trauma go. So I started a new life. It was when I left, I felt so empty.
I know the feeling.
Felt so empty, like I was starting to learn how to walk again.
I completely know the feeling, God. Yes. Yes. That's how I felt. So, I felt like I was starting life afresh.
Exactly.
Your kids.
Exactly. So that's what I did. And I was very happy. Oh my God, there's peace.
Yes.
Let me tell you, most of those people were toxic too.
Yeah.
Do you know that? It's not just your partner. Those people were very toxic too.
Yeah.
You don't even know the peace.
I had someone who kept telling me.
You don't know the peace I enjoy now.
I had someone who kept telling me, at the end of the day, he's still the father of your child. At the end of the day, he's still I know he's the father. I don't need a reminder.
Let me tell you, don't come and tell me that thing. I hate that statement.
At the end of the day, he's still the father of your child.
I hate that statement.
Needless to say,
the father of your child.
We are not friends anymore. So...
he's still the father of your children. Yes. And if you tell me that, then I'll block you. That's victim shame. Yes. I will block you if you tell me that word. I cannot stand that statement.
Yes, yes. Because you want to say, well, at the end of the day, I'm still the mother of his child. Look how I got treated. Why is it my responsibility to remember that he's the father of my child?
He's the father of my children.
Right. Does he know that?
Guess what? It's block, 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 block.
Okay. I have one more question on Facebook for you. Well, this is a comment first. Estella says, dang, I totally had planned to have a huge society happily divorced party in Lagos in 2015, 16, 17, but he kept dodging being served. Kudos to this lady. It's about time these parties are held so women in bondage marriages don't fearfully stay until death. So I have one last question for you from Facebook, and this is from Chiamaka. Chiamaka says, can you ask why she chose to have a grand celebration of it? And I think that that's the part that our people have the most difficulty with. They're like, okay, fine. You want to get divorced? Get divorced. Why do you have to be happy about it? Why do you have to have a celebration celebrating something that they consider a failure? And I know we already talked about why you celebrated
it. To them, it's a failure. Mm-hmm. The only thing I consider a failure is if I fail in my kids or I fail in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is not a failure to me. If it's working, fine. If it's not working, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I still feel like it's because of the mindset. if you can liberate your mindset and you see yourself above marriage,
right,
you will not think someone getting a divorce is a failure.
Right.
Okay, it's a failure. What will the failure buy me? Will he put money in my pocket?
No.
Okay. So I decided to celebrate this big, apart from me being so happy that God saved me. Like I said, I wouldn't have celebrated if I had, when I filed the divorce, if he had signed and just let me go.
Right, right.
But the trauma I went through for almost 3 years, the humiliation, you don't even understand the shame I went through during the lie.
Right.
To the extent that I was asked to take a drug test.
Wow.
Even though my lawyer made sure we both took the drug test, I was asked to take a drug test. I was called crazy that I should go bring my psychiatric
evaluation
or report, that I should go bring my medication report. I went to my pharmacy. I told them to bring my, what's it called again? My transcript, my medication transcript. He had only hydrocortisone cream on it.
Oh, wow.
But this guy told them that I take medication.
Oh, wow.
And then the judge look and be like, oh, she's a practicing medical professional.
Right.
And then she's the one taking care of the family. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, she won't be able to say that, but she's just like trying to put her head together to think about it. So I'm like, you know, the judge was thinking like, okay, they call her crazy. And then my physician friend, the Dr. Jada, was with me in court. And my other friend, Kike, she went to court with me. So they actually went with me downstairs because we went to the drug place. They took my urine and did everything, and they came back. And it came back that my urine was clear like a newborn baby.
Wow.
You know? So just think about all the process. Is it the process that he called me a thief? A 419?
Wow.
And they probed my mortgage company. You know, they subpoenaed my mortgage company. The person that my mortgage company for the house I bought, the third part, every money that came into my account, they went to those accounts and subpoenaed the accounts one by one. Is it that I need, I have to say, is it the night that I get,
wow.
Oh, what's it called again? A motion, and I'm thinking about how much I'm going to get, how I'm going to get $2,500 to pay for the lawyer to reply to this motion.
Wow.
Is it those time I want to think about? Is it the time I almost went bankruptcy, even though I have a good job, I was begging to pay some of my bills because I had to come up with lawyer fees and everything? Is it the time I used my $24,000 of credit card up to zero balance?
Wow.
You know? So when you think about all that, and then I got out. Is it the time he was asking me to pay him $2,000 a month for alimony?
Excuse me?
And God did not grant it? Tell me, what is there for me not to celebrate?
Yeah, you have every reason to celebrate.
If not for the COVID.
Right.
I was going to have a big hall party.
Wow.
I was looking for a live band.
Wow.
Even though I had a SaaS guy, I was actually looking for a live band. I did not find the kind I wanted. I didn't want the Yoruba live band. I wanted those live band that can sing.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I know what you mean.
There are many of them in Nigeria, but it's hard to find them here.
Mm.
I think mostly it's the island guys.
I see.
Yes, but you know, I couldn't, it was too short of a notice. I couldn't find any.
Wow.
You know, apart from me celebrating for myself that I was happy, I dear the society. I celebrated it.
Right.
To tell the society, I'm sorry to use the word, F you.
Right.
And then to give those women the strength.
Right. Wow.
Because you can hear from them. They said marriage. Somebody said, if you're not married, if you don't have a man, you're nobody.
Yes, and when I shared your story, when I wrote about you, I deliberately posted a comment from somebody who said a woman is nothing without marriage. I was like, what? Wow, in 2021.
You know, so, and I'm glad, apart from the negative comments you're seeing, I promise you, my inbox is
Yeah,
full.
I can only imagine.
Women got it. The people that need to get it, they got it.
Yes.
Even
Yes.
men send me messages.
Yes.
The people that need to get it, they got it. They got the statement I was trying to make.
Right.
And I told them, if they're not careful, I will do a 10 years divorce anniversary. How about that?
Right.
What would they do?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Except leave you comments. That's it. They only leave you
Exactly.
comments. That's
You
it.
know what I call them? I call them keyboard warriors.
They are keyboard warriors. And like I said, I think these people project their own anger on you. You know, it might be people who are themselves in bad marriages and don't have the courage to leave. And then looking at you, not only leaving, but being so happy and proud about it and celebrating it. They're like, how dare you? Like, how dare you do this thing that I cannot do?
Somebody sent me a message. He said, ma'am, the gods. It's the gods for me.
Right.
Like, thank you. One sent a message and said, thank you for winning for all of us.
Yes.
A woman, thank you for
Yes.
winning for all of us.
Yes. Yes.
I
Yes.
know many people might not be able to make a comment because they are
Yes.
scared maybe their spouse will see it or
Right.
whatever,
Right.
but the people sent me inbox
Right.
messages.
Right.
And I'm glad the reason behind the party is
Yes.
actually manifesting.
Yes. I can't wait for people to listen to this.
And
Wow.
I want, like I said, please, guys, how will Oprah see this? I want to get on the big screen just to tell you
Oprah,
guys that I
come
am not scared of anyone. I
Yes.
am not scared of
Yes,
anyone. As
yes.
far as you know, even if you're paying my bills, stop paying. If your opinion cannot pay my bills,
Right.
it doesn't count.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Before I let you go, two things. Well, one thing, take one question, one last question. If you could talk now to your 8-year-old self, what would you tell her?
I will tell my 8-year-old self to hold on tight to the boundaries she had from the beginning.
Okay.
Because the moment I let that boundaries, the moment I let them down, I got into a bad relationship. And you know what I did now? I took the boundary back
Yes.
and I bounced back into light.
Okay.
You know, so if, like I said, if I knew what I know now,
Right.
I wouldn't even be that long in the relationship.
Right.
And you already asked the question. The only reason I stayed was because of the society. And I'm telling you, the society, these people don't know what they are doing to people in their marriages.
Right.
They are doing to women and men. And then when these people end up dying, they will still come
Yes,
out
they will.
and insult the dead.
Yes. And so why did you? She should have just walked away. Is it by force? But yeah.
And people said, oh, it's the white culture. Oh, she has taken up the white culture. In my mind, I said,
Yes.
if you are for if I was in Nigeria and I went through this, I would celebrate. What will you do? You bring army to my house.
You tell them you're at home, they should come and meet you.
Like now, I'm in America, in my mansion, come and beat me.
Right.
Actually, in my robe, come and beat me.
Yes, you have a beautiful robe. You look very comfortable. Okay.
Oh my
This
goodness.
has been amazing. It's been a
Yeah.
pleasure speaking to you. And I know that people are going to listen to this and they will be inspired. And Let me say this. Ever since I came out with my divorce story, I've been told that I am encouraging women to leave, to get divorced. I'm not encouraging any woman to get divorced. I'm encouraging you to live. Just live. Choose life. Whatever that may look like, whatever path that might mean for you, choose life. And I also want to say that divorce is not the end of the marriage. Divorce is not a life sentence. And it's not even the end of the marriage. It's just the legal end. The marriage is dead long before the divorce actually happens.
The divorce is just
becoming official, and you are now knowing about it. But the marriage is long dead. It's long gone.
Let me ask you this. You're in a marriage that the only time your partner will remember that you exist is when they want to have sex with you. Is that one marriage
at all? No.
A marriage that you can sit down and talk and laugh and act like friends.
Right.
And let me tap your butt, you tap my butt, and I'm cooking the kitchen, you're pulling my underwear. I'm like, leave the underwear alone.
We know what this baby girl wants.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The marriage that you want to talk, you rehearse. Let me tell you, the moment you start rehearsing your head before you talk to your partner, you should not be in that relationship.
I agree. I agree.
It is well.
I agree.
God will help all of us.
Yes, so. Yes, as they say, what God cannot do does not exist. I'm so happy to have spoken to you. This baby girl, I hope you're getting your underwear pulled in the kitchen now.
I know, right?
In your beautiful mansion, I hope your underwear is getting pulled, girl.
Pulled, like, now you're beating me. Be pulling my underwear. That's the kind of beating I want.
That's on the day that you even bother to wear underwear.
Exactly.
I love it.
Oh my goodness. That's the kind of thing I wear. Violence, I will not be.
Exactly,
not
exactly. Yes, to that kind of violence.
That's my butt. Let me tell you, I've been a bad girl. Yeah.
Now, where can people listen to Dr. Ikea Bello? And they're like, we love this woman. We want to connect with her. Where can people find you? What kind of services do you offer? Tell me.
My website, I'm not sure if I wrote down my website. It's www.drikeabello.com.
Okay.
If you go on that services, you see all the things that I offer. I do a whole lot of charity work.
Okay.
Some women that I talk to them for free.
Okay.
I counsel them for free. I coach them for free.
Okay.
I talk to men too. So guys, you know, I talk to men about relationship. Mm-hmm. I talk to them how to act right in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are struggling, you know, some of them were struggling when they come to me. Mm-hmm. I talk to them. That's if they are ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
They do listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when they go back and start acting like, oh, ma'am, you were right. Yes.
Mm.
You know? But those ones that will not listen, of course, you know, is because they are toxic and they can never change.
Right, right.
But the ones that will be like, I need help. What else can I do to make my marriage better? You know, when they come to me, I'm able to, like, talk to them.
Right.
And, you know, suggest some book.
Right.
You know, I could recommend some book to them.
Right.
Some books, and it's like, go buy these. Some of those books are like $10, $12.
Okay.
Definitely not my book, you know, but just some things, some books that I've read before.
Right.
In the past.
Right.
You know, I recommend, you know, they read. Sometimes we just talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, I give them the book to read, and then when they come to me, we talk about it.
Okay.
You know, and then my Instagram page, it used to be The Warrior Woman, which I still have it there, but I changed it to Dr. Ikea Bello.
Okay. All right.
So it will be easy. It will be very easy for them to
find it. It will definitely be easier.
Dr. Ikea Bello on Instagram, Dr. Ikea Bello on Facebook. My page on Facebook too is Dr. Ikea Bello. So,
okay.
And I'm going to change my YouTube to Dr. Ikea Bello. So it will be easy for them to find it.
Okay. So as you guys are listening, if you didn't catch that, the links are in the show notes. So when you're listening to this episode, The links will be right there. And as you listen, please don't forget to share, because there are a lot of people who need to hear this. There are a lot of people who need this inspiration, or who need help or direction. So as you listen, I hope that it directs you toward a more peaceful path. And I hope that you share with others to find their own peace too. Dr. Aikia Bello, it has been an incredible pleasure speaking to you. I've totally enjoyed this time and watching you.
You're wonderful too.
Thank you. Thank you. Watching you relax in your robe, in your mansion. Amazing. I love to see women win. So I'm so grateful, and I celebrate you and your win.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy what you just heard? Did it make you question all your answers? I know, me too. The I Am African podcast is proudly powered by Verastic. Thank you for letting me be in your ears today. If you haven't yet, please subscribe, review, and share this podcast, and do it with aggression. Now, if you have a brilliant idea or you know a brilliant mind for this podcast, please let me know at iamafrican@verastic.com. Please connect with I Am African on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but our Facebook group is popping. I mean popping. Now, they're not all sane in there, I'll tell you that, but they are brilliant. And you can find the links to all the social media in the show notes, or you can just type in I Am African Podcast. And you can find me too at Verastic everywhere. Once again, I am your host, Vera Ezimor. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Now, you can go on dancing.